found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You see this, surprisingly, there's drama in the skating, in the women's skating competition.
I think my wife was starting to tell me about this last night.
Well, then you fell asleep?
Yeah, was this the girl who did the quadruple something who was also
She's
on roids?
She's by far the favorite to win.
This one who's juiced?
This is the one who's juiced. She tested positive for some kind of blood flow, and then she's out. But
I hope she tests positive for blood flow. I hope I test positive for blood flow, or I'm dead.
Blood flow is important. The blood flow, don't get me wrong, blood flow is very, very important.
Yeah.
Okay. But apparently Kamila Valieva has been cleared to continue competing in the Olympics. And when you see her, did you watch it all? Have you watched any Olympics?
I've watched luge.
Yeah, I know, right here, because we were watching it.
Yeah, and also after the Super Bowl, they made you. Super Bowl's over, Olympics! And you're like, oh, NBC tricked me into watching Olympics.
Yeah.
It was literally Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, bam! Mike Tirico in an Olympics, and you were, why am I watching bobsled?
And of all things, why didn't they put on, like, hockey or something? You know?
How do you screw up and have, how do you get the bids? At some point, did they say, oh my God, do you know what we just did? We bid on the Olympics. We got Super Bowl that year.
Right.
Or they did it the other way. Right. Oh, my God. We got the Super Bowl bid, but we got Olympics. What are we going to do?
Can we give the Olympics?
Let's start a streaming network called Peacock where we'll put the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, only a very serious version of it.
And make everybody pay for just that.
You can watch Everton.
So I was watching last night, and
Peacock Plus.
Women's downhill, the Alpine downhill. Holy crap, did they go fast?
I like that.
That's fast. That's fun. And they were, they're doing like skateboarding stuff in skis where you go backwards and you're flipping. Yeah.
No.
It was skiing downhill, but then you hit on a staircase and you go down. Yes.
So they turn, skateboarding.
And then you go backwards, and then you got to do all kinds of flips and all kinds of stuff. And then you go on another ramp that you fly off of. Yeah, it's like five different things.
I bet you I would get hurt doing that.
You think a guy who can't step over a curb might get hurt doing that? Okay. Anyway.
Tyler, are you familiar with any of this skateboarding on snow?
I saw the skiing one.
Yeah, that was last night.
I saw it like during the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, do they do kickflips off of anything,
or is there any grinding on the side of buildings that are covered with ice?
But there's you jump up and you go down and you slide
down a
with
railing?
Your ski down a rail.
Yeah, there's a rail. Grind down the rail. Yeah,
yeah. But then it's so neat because they start backwards. And then they do that, and then there's another one and another one and another one, and it's like, wow, and they're doing all these flips and stuff. It's actually pretty cool. But I was watching it, and then they showed Mike Tirico did a whole story on this Valieva girl, and I'm going to tell you this. She's going to kick everybody's ass. You should see her warming up. She's like, holy crap. She is really, really good. The rest of them, they're all skating together and they're doing all this stuff. She looks like she's really, really special.
What do the numbers look like?
What do you mean the numbers?
You know what I mean.
Well, no, I don't know what you mean.
What are we looking at here?
Well, go just look her up. Kamila Valieva.
Are we looking?
She's 16 or something.
Women's Olympic hockey. Don't care.
No.
16?
You're not going to.
That's when you're in the prime of women's sports half the time.
I know, but
at least in.
I still can't look at Michelle Wee. I know she's 40, but I'm like, oh no. I used to look at her when she was 13, and I didn't want to look at her like that. So I just can't. I just can't. So anyway.
She's not 40.
She's going on it. She's 30.
No. I don't know how old Michelle Wee is.
Michelle Wee is up there, bro. Tiger's in his 40s now.
Yeah, Michelle Wee's 32.
Yeah. 32 years old. It's almost 40. Anyway. And she's got a – does she have a kid? I think she got a kid now, doesn't she? Anyway.
I think she just had a kid.
Did she? Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Wee's got it going on.
So
Michelle Wee West.
Michelle Wee West. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kanye's wife?
Not
Kanye's wife?
No, she's still got a good swing, though. I thought she would have just lost.
She's not Kanye's type, I don't think. Kanye has a type. Did you see his new girlfriend?
Kanye's type is more like your type. It's in a weird world. You and Kanye kind of have a type.
Well, I mean, I just think, yeah.
Other than Wendy, obviously. No. Wendy.
Well,
but you and Kanye, sometimes you could look at Kanye and say, hey
he's doing pretty good.
Look at Kanye's type. That's kind of my type.
Anyway, so she tests, Valieva tests positive. Of course, the Russians, they sent her to a court of arbitration for sport, ruled in her favor. Okay. Then they said again, no, she can't. Then they said, yes, she can. Now the Olympic committee, that's Michelle Wie now. The Olympic committee says if she finishes in the top three, there will be no medal ceremony.
Do they really?
Yeah. So it's like,
and so basically, the Olympic Committee said, this is some bull bleep.
Yeah. By the way, you'll remember Sha'Carri Richardson, who tested positive for weed.
And then finished last place when she ran again.
Hey.
Remember when she ran again and finished last place?
Right.
That was weird.
Well, without weed, it's hard to run.
Weed shouldn't make you faster.
Oh, I don't know what it does. Anyway, she says, the only difference I see is I'm a black young lady. This white girl is able to compete, and I wasn't. And you know what? It doesn't look great for the Olympic Committee.
No, not at all.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all, the International Olympic Committee.
Yeah, but...
But now they happen. Here's the deal, though.
Weed is different because weed is... Steroids aren't going to make you better. Mm. Weed will make you run fast. Wait.
What?
Was Sha'Carri, was hers, was it just weed or was there anything that was there any masking agents at all?
No.
Do you remember?
Hers was just weed.
Was it just weed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no one's proven steroids make you any better. They don't enhance performance. Has that ever been proven? Oh, that's right. Forever and all of eternity.
That's
been
true.
Proven.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Sha'Carri was just weed. So
that's what I was thinking, but I wanted to make sure that there was nothing that was in terms of a masking.
And this
agent.
One is a... This one is actually a performance enhancer, and she's going to be able to compete. So that is it's absolutely ridiculous. It absolutely is ridiculous. But neither here nor there. There is controversy in women's skating for the first time ever. Every year there's controversy in women's skating.
I know.
Yeah,
well, judges. You're not kneecapping each other. Judges cheating. What show did we watch? Bad Sport. Yeah, judges intentionally cheat. That's a shocker.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know that.
If you haven't watched Bad Sport, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Bad Sport, there are five stories that are unbelievable, that are awesome. You got to see
Bad Sport. The guy who would go kill horses for rich people, that was unbelievable.
And he's out. He's just... Yeah.
I was wondering, how are you making this documentary?
And he said he killed hundreds of horses.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of them for the insurance money. They would pay me and they collect insurance. I'm like, this is a thing?
Well, this is... I mean, if you testify... Listen, the feds, they don't care what you do, but if you testify against something else, you're off. That's how the feds work, the FBI work. I swear to God, it doesn't matter what you do. As long as you snitch on somebody else, you're free. You're clear and free to go.
At some point in there, somebody who says, I'd like to make a deal, like, you can't. It's
no, this, sorry.
You're the one. Like Chapo. Chapo, I'd like to do some state's evidence also.
Well,
who are you going to tell on, El Chapo? Other guys?
Well, no, the
like
guy.
Other?
The guy in the university scandal made $25 million, turned everybody underneath him in. And he's still out. He hasn't done
it. That's it. That almost seems impossible. No, Rick Singer, right?
Yeah, Singer.
How does you're the guy they're supposed to?
Yes,
it works.
You're the guy that started all of it.
What it's supposed to do is they turn state's evidence against you. How do you do it?
No, this is the case. This is
one of the greatest. This is one of the greatest moves ever. Just, you know what? I'm going to need to get ahead before they turn state's evidence. You know what I'm going to do? It's like Marcus Johnson and White Man Can't Jump. I'm going to get a gun. I'm going to shoot all you. When they're at the park with him and Wesley Snipes and Woody, that's what he said. He basically went in and said, you know what? I'd like to turn in about 40 people. Can I do that? Technically, I'm at the top of the pyramid. Wouldn't you rather have 40 people get in trouble? That's pretty good, right?
Yep.
What's going to look better if you have one guy goes down or 40? You're going to look like you really did some stuff.
Oh, by the way.
And a couple of them. One of them's going to be on TV. One is a movie star and one's going to be on TV.
Yeah.
One was Aunt Becky and one was Felicity Huffman. That's pretty good,
that's
right?
That's pretty good. No. That's the only reason it created headlines. By the way, that's why it created headlines. And that's what the FBI loves. When they were going after Rick Pitino and John Calipari and all of those guys, we got your playbook. None of them went down. You know who went down? A kid that helped out a kid get into a school.
One of the guys from Adidas, Dusty knows him real well. Everyone loves this guy. One guy from Adidas took a big, heavy hit.
Yeah.
And he was not the guy that should have got hit hard, from what I understand.
No. That was another one. It was ridiculous. A guy who stole $4.5 million, an agent who stole $4.5 million off of his clients, testified against that kid. He said, I got this basketball thing, testified against that kid. And the guy that stole $4.5 million, an agent who stole $4.5 million from his clients, walked scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid who helped somebody, a basketball player, get into a school, did like 2 years. It's the dumbest system ever. And oh, by the way, it's happening right now at our Olympics. 812 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here, you're more than welcome to talk women's figure skating. We're your station for women's figure skating right now. Right now, though, I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. The best place to buy your Ford truck or car, period, exclamation point. Whether you're a business or whether retail, you're sitting in your car right now and you want to buy a car, give it a little bit of time. It's very difficult. Detroit is really struggling with the chips and now with the Canadian border and all this stuff that's going on. It's really difficult. It's a difficult time in the entire industry, but Chastain Ford is not going to make it more difficult for you by marking up $5,000 and $10,000, which dealerships are doing. They're not going to add on just so that the price of that car can be so much more so that we can make more. That's not how they do business. They just don't do it that way. While all the other dealerships, they do. They do. They're trying to add on. They're trying to mark up. They're doing all of these things. They're not giving out rebates that Detroit is giving out. Chastain Ford is. Chastain Ford is still doing rebates. Chastain Ford is still giving away a Yeti cooler this month if you buy a Ford car or truck. They're the best. And the service is second to none, and you will love the people. You'll love the entire experience. You can do it all online, which you can't do at other dealerships because they can't add on if you do it all online. Chastain Ford can do it. You don't have to step into the dealership. They'll deliver the car to you. ChastainFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We are your station for women's figure skating. So Henry wants to talk about the Russian skater. Let's bring Henry in. Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Hello.
Henry, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, Henry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yes. I was just curious on the fact that the Russian skater, everyone's praising her, and she just is allowed to actually skate again, whereas because she's doing something no one ever did before. But when Simone Biles did something that no one ever did before, she was actually criticized, and she received less points because they said that it would actually motivate people to try to do this move that's dangerous. So both of them are doing the same thing, and one is praised and one is criticized by the Olympic Committee. And I'll be quiet and listen to you guys.
Wait, he's talking about
the quadruple.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you're talking about the quadruple.
Yeah, wait a minute, but she's – hold on a second. So what
you're talking about the doping thing. Henry is talking about she tried a quadruple – like an incredibly difficult move she pulled off.
Yeah, but her whole controversy isn't about...
It's not about that.
Like, Simone couldn't do it anymore because mentally she couldn't do it. This has nothing to do with that. I don't understand what is your criticism here, Henry?
I know what he's talking about. Go ahead, Henry.
When the Olympic Committee was actually, before she even did it, they started giving her lower points because they said they didn't want to have people do that move because it was dangerous. It was before she even did it in the Olympics. She received lower points.
I got you. Because they thought it was too dangerous for people to do it.
But actually,
the only people that was wanting her to do well was the Russians.
But here
now it's the same thing.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but Simone Biles also receives, from a difficulty standpoint, because that's part of the scoring, Simone Biles also received a higher number from a difficulty standpoint for what she was attempting to do, correct?
Oh, yeah, she received a higher number for
criticized is one thing, but I don't recall Simone being criticized for trying to do hard things. Do you, John?
No.
I remember the criticism was when she left
what she was criticized for. That's what I'm saying.
We actually made,
she was criticized because she quit on her team.
So here, first of all, we're having two different conversations. Henry is saying the Russian is not criticized for doing an incredibly difficult move and she's given more points, but there's criticism of Simone Biles for trying something difficult because they're saying it could lead to more injury. I have not heard that level of, I didn't hear that level of criticism. Maybe inside the gymnastics community, there was that level of criticism inside the small bubble about Simone Biles trying something that was really difficult that could lead to injury, because maybe the argument would be, well, if she's doing something really difficult and she could be injured, then why are you doing it? To me, that's beyond my pay grade. I've tried those before. I almost hit one, but then I was like, this is too hard. So
no,
I didn't try it anymore. When I was younger. when I was younger. But now what Henry's saying is, where's the criticism for the Russian who's doing something incredibly hard too? I would think, just common sense here, that what the Russian is trying, if we're just having this conversation, is not going to be as dangerous as twisting and contorting your body in midair with the chance to land on your head. I would think. But regardless, I really haven't heard those criticisms, but maybe inside the niche community, that is a discussion that's being had. Henry may be right.
Well, I'm in the community, in the figure skating community, and I can tell you that I don't feel that that's the overriding controversy. I think, listen, you land a quad, and you're a pioneer, okay, in our community, in our figure skating community. You're a pioneer. So I don't think that is at all the case. That the difficulty level, she's a big favorite to win the gold. Big favorite to win the gold.
I would think.
So, and it's in large part because she is, you know, she's that.
I can't find anything. Everything, the only criticism I'm finding is on the doping stuff. I can't find anything on the difficulty of her quadruple. I'll see if I can find it somewhere else, Henry, because I want to make sure I'm learned on what you're talking about, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure this really is what's. I think the only controversy that's really landing with people is the fact she's still being allowed to compete. I thought she'd be done, but my wife said. Suppose she said, "No, my grandma gave my meemaw and pawpaw gave me the medicine that gave me the steroids." So. It wasn't the Russian doctor. It was my
well,
pawpaw.
Because the Russian doctor has such a good reputation too over these last few years.
By the way, another documentary you should see is Icarus.
Yeah.
Is another phenomenal doc about a guy who just decides he's going to dope just to check out what it's like he's a cyclist. And then it turns into a whole thing where it goes into a rabbit hole that he had no idea where he was going to be. He was basically going to be introduced to a Russian doping specialist who was on the run from, you know, right. Was it the Russians or international? It was Russians, right? Didn't he rat on the Russians and he was going to?
I forget.
That documentary was really good.
Really good. Let's get Bryce in here. He's got, maybe he knows. I'm in the community, but Bryce maybe can help us out here. What do you say, Bryce?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Real quick, wanted to add on between the Russian skater. I think you may want to look at her and compare her to Sha'Carri Richardson. They both got popped with substances. Sha'Carri couldn't compete, but this girl is about to continue.
Yeah, that's what we said.
We brought that.
But one was apparently an enhancer, while the other one.
Shakari Richardson. So I look. There's nothing in there about doping. I mean, I'm sorry, about masking agent. That's the one you have to look out for. Is something a masking agent? The reason Shakari Richardson. It's on the ban list, right? So the question is, why is it on the ban list? Ban list because it gives you a competitive advantage. It could hurt you or others. It could cause danger to you or others. Well, I mean, if we're talking about, okay, I don't think you're going to fall on somebody as a sprinter because you're high. Let's be real. THC is not going to give you a competitive advantage. If anything, it will hurt you. Number two, you're not going to hurt yourself while you're running like, oh, I'm so high, I'm hurt. Well, I hurt you with my high.
If it's anything like driving, you're going to go slower.
Yeah, so it's not, I mean, honestly, Shakari Richardson, it is against the rules. Like, you couldn't let her compete. Guess who else can't compete? This girl can't compete. You know why she can't compete? Because she's Russian, and there's probably a fear of fallout. I'm sure it has to do with something political. Because once you get in the International Olympics, that's a whole different game right there. That's a whole different.
Yeah.
You got stuff happening behind the scenes that none of us are aware of. It makes Illuminati stuff look like nothing. How about the game? Remember that time when the World Cup, which was, by the way, also one of the most scandalized groups. All right, we are going to give the World Cup to Qatar. And what was the other place? Like, Qatar, there's 180 here.
Remember when they all went to Florida and got arrested?
Yeah.
As soon as they got off.
Check out all of our sweet new watches and prostitutes and cars. Like, hey, you guys all got bribed. That's how Qatar got all this. Wasn't it Russia and Qatar are the ones who got World Cups? And everyone said, how the hell did these two places get it? Qatar's like, oh, it's like 180 here. But here we are. We got the World Cup in the middle of a summer.
Let's get Paul in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about Mattress Mack before we hit the break. What do you say, Paul?
Did you guys really just do 5 minutes on figure skating, gymnastics?
We're your station for figure skating.
Let me tell you something. If you need anything, we do it all.
We're so versatile.
Yeah.
All right. We're part of the community, too.
I think there's figure skaters out there listening going, this is the worst segment I have ever
idiots.
Heard. They don't even know about compulsories. They are the dumbest.
I was laughing when you guys, Lance, said steroids make you better. And then I said, Brian Cushing called. After the first year, he said they didn't help him one freaking bit.
But, Brian Cushing was at his best when he was supposedly overtraining.
Well,
I think that was his first year only. But anyhow, but Mattress Mack, why did he not just bet the Bengals on against the spread? If he goes Bengals plus 4.5, he wins both bets.
Well, Lance, I think, hit it the nail on the head yesterday when he said, hey, you guys lose, you don't get any money back, but I win. I win there. I win there. I win.
It would have been a bad look.
That's a bad look.
Number one, his money line stuff means he puts up less money to win more money to help his hedge.
Yeah.
That's probably why he did it. But
I think part of it would be I don't want to hedge and win both sides.
It would look really, really bad. It would look bad if he won.
Well, everybody else lost.
Okay, you just paid $5,000 for all your furniture, and I just won a bet for $9.5 million. It's just a bad. When you work through it, you realize, ooh, that's a really bad look. Mac wins both sides, and he's celebrating while you're not. So you may love your furniture, but you thought you were all in it together. Because that's what it is.
No.
Mac makes you feel like you're all in it together. If Mac wins with his Bengals bet, you win.
Right.
So you and Mac are on the same team. There's nothing better than sweating a game with somebody who has the same action riding with you. Because you know you're on the same team.
Right.
You're going to cheer the same plays, and you heard the same plays. Mattress Mack went, well, it's too bad that you guys did that, but thank goodness for that missed extra point. Gallery furniture, you just bought the furniture, and I just got there with a middle. Like, that's the worst commercial ever.
No, Mac wants to be all in with his
people.
Who
knew I'd be able to middle the action? Like, oh, Mac, let's recut this.
I win, I win. Let's do it again.
I win and I win. What's next? Let's do this on a daily basis. Virginia Commonwealth's playing Toledo tonight. If Toledo wins, like every night, Mac is firing new. A&M's taking on Florida. Aggies are a 1-point favorite.
I'm taking Florida.
That's not enough action. Cincinnati, Memphis. Memphis is 3.5-point favorite on the road. If Cincinnati wins at home against Memphis, you get all your furniture for free. But if they cover, I also win because I'm taking a 3.5. But you got to play the money line. I don't think this is going to work if we do this every day on college basketball. Why not?
Oh, 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Love the concept, though, that you get free furniture.
Yeah.
You just need mattress. You just need your furniture to hit because you're always on underdogs. Or you're on the Astros, you know.
Yeah.
He's done it when the Houston teams have been there. He's done it.
No, he'll do it to Houston. Absolutely.
It's just like you only have one Houston team.
They were the favorites, so he actually was taking less money.
Well, but he had remember what happened with the Astros? He had made a futures bet.
Oh, that's a futures bet.
So he was had a great bet.
Oh, he had a great bet. Yeah. Yeah, he did. But if they don't even get there, though, I mean.
He did that because he was a fan of the Astros. And I think at some point he realized, I sure would like to hedge this bet. Furniture. I think that's how it happened. He had an Astros futures bet and realized, oh, my gosh, I got the perfect hedge opportunity.
No, he started doing this a while ago with the Super Bowls. Yeah, he started doing this a while ago with Super Bowls. All right, time to 8:30 ESPN 97. I forget which one was the first one that he did, but I remember he told us last week this is the best promotion he's ever done. I mean, people love betting on getting their furniture for free. If their team wins,
it gives you a chance.
8:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk right now about my peeps over at Hoop Sporting Goals and Equipment. It is time, people. It is so time for you to get out of that. I don't know what kind of basketball goal you got, or you don't have one, or if the kids are saying, "Dad, we want a basketball goal," and then mom saying, "Yeah, well, you ain't stapling that to the back to the go." I hope mom is listening. And because mom's the one who'll say, no, I want the best goal, period, exclamation point. I want it to look great. I want it to last long. I want the kids the kids will actually use it, lower and raise the goal. No, we're not going to get some cheap goal with the rim is bent, there's no net on there, the backboard needs painting, none of that. Okay, that's how you want your house to look? No, trust me. What you want is the hoops goal out front. It is the finest goal. It's the best. You know you're getting the best. And, oh, by the way, the kids will love it because you can raise and lower the goal. It is the best stop. It is, without a doubt, the best goal, period, exclamation point. So go to ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see this? Have you guys seen the shot of Jalen Ramsey on the ground and Ja'Marr Chase running 3 yards past him, wide open when Aaron Donald took down Joe Burrow on that last play, the last offensive play for Cincinnati? Holy crap. Jalen Ramsey would be the GOAT. A GOAT. Not the GOAT. A GOAT right now. It was funny. Colin Cowherd tweeted during the game. He goes, for the best cornerback in the league, he sure gets burned a lot. And you know what? It's not
He inaccurate. Hasn't been as great.
No. No. Well, he was all pro. He was first team all pro this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He'd fallen down, and Ja'Marr Chase is running free.
By the way, he took a terrible angle that allowed almost a 20-yard gain for Ja'Marr Chase. He tried to undercut it and gave up a 17-yard gain.
Which almost cost him you your bet against T. Higgins.
Let's just say I almost hated him.
No, it was him against
Cooper Kupp.
Oh, ooh. That almost cost you. When he's running free down the sideline, were you just going,
get out of bounds!
Save time.
Like there was plenty. There wasn't even time.
That we didn't need. He didn't need to know that.
Anyway,
remember when all the time ran out on Dak Prescott? People thought they had time there too.
Well, but you
get out of bounds.
Run the ball with no time.
I mean, honestly, why would you not just try to keep everything in front of him?
Oh, they had.
We didn't talk about this, but I don't think it could have been handled any other way. Bengals had all their timeouts. I don't think you just let them score there. I think you do try to buck up because you know you got time. You got timeouts. If you somehow stop the Rams from scoring, and the Rams couldn't run the ball, I thought the Bengals handled the end of the game fine.
If not the holding call. It's fourth and five.
Well, I'm talking about even after that.
No, I know.
When they were at the one-yard line, I still think, you got your timeouts.
Don't let
them try to score.
They had plenty of time to score. Mm-hmm. They had plenty of time to kick a field goal at the very least. Plenty of time. If they could have just blocked Aaron Donald.
No. Yeah, because the field goal, they had to score a touchdown. The Rams had to score a touchdown.
No. I'm talking about the Bengals had plenty of time.
The Bengals can't just – the Bengals should not just let them
score
there.
That's what I said. No. They still had plenty of time to go down even – not letting them score, but them scoring. Right. They still had plenty
even
of time.
Even if they use their timeouts, yeah.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, and, oh, by the way, if Aaron Donald isn't tackling – or throwing Joe Burrow to the ground where he threw that, you know, just flung it to Piron. He can find Ja'Marr Chase wide open.
Do you think the Rams could have scored if they ran it four straight times from the one? They had a quarterback sneak was their first play. I don't think they could have handed off to a running back and scored a touchdown. I don't think their offensive line could have done it.
I don't know. Maybe. You don't know.
I think they would have been better off doing quarterback sneaks, but this gets me to my point. I see things in college that work all the time. Now, it's a different brand of athlete. Wisconsin likes to put two offensive linemen basically right by the pile. They bring that backup offensive lineman, or sometime I've seen Nick Saban do it and Georgia do it, where they bring in defensive linemen. Jordan Davis will be a lead blocker sometimes. Why does the NFL not do that? Bring in
your
offensive lineman.
You're on a sneak?
No, you're not pushing him. You're pushing the guards. So, in other words, you're behind the guards, and basically you're now pushing your guards with other guards to cave in the middle. Why wouldn't you do that?
It's a reverse tug of war.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you
do that?
I don't know.
That works in college 100% of the time.
If I am the meat in the sandwich, okay? I'm not gonna feel that great about this.
Do you think Aaron Donald? No, you're not pushing a quarterback.
Talking about the guard.
I don't care what you feel. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, I understand that, but I also have a career here.
I'm going to be the
meat in that sandwich from behind and in front. Okay, no.
Sometimes it's good to be the sandwich.
No, sometimes no. That's called Lucky Pierre. And no.
That's not what we're talking about. I'm just telling you, it works in college. Why would Aaron Donald not come out there as a lead blocker? He's super athletic. You think Aaron Donald could get somebody moved? I mean, he's not a 340-pound guy.
No, but he's about as strong as it gets.
Yeah. Do you think Aaron Donald could run into a linebacker and move him?
Yeah. No. But you're pushing your guard from behind.
I'm just telling you different. I saw Jordan Davis sometimes will come in as a lead blocker. I'm talking about different plays. That's what Wisconsin does. But Georgia will have him fire right into a gap, and a running back goes behind him. Why can Micah Parsons play defensive end and get a bunch of sacks because he's just a great athlete? Why would you not have your biggest bulldozers on the field?
Well,
you're getting 1 yard. Give me my bulldozer squad.
I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before. The NFL's done it. They've done it.
Fridge Perry did it.
Yeah, Fridge Perry.
It worked. By the way, it worked, too. I would do it all the time.
San Francisco used to do it with somebody, too. I forget who it was.
I don't know why teams don't do that more often.
Mm-hmm.
Get your biggest, strongest guys and just start moving, just shoveling snow. Just touchdown. Scrape it all out of there. Touchdown. Sometimes it doesn't have to be that hard. Do things that work, even if they're not conventional. That's why I'm a numbers guy. I'm an analytics guy.
Because I think
unconventionally. I'll bunt in baseball. That's what makes me the ultimate numbers guy.
You can't now. See, you're out.
But that's what makes me the ultimate numbers guy. I'll be like, you know what would be great here? A bunt.
Mm.
And everyone else like, it's the numbers of the war. The war and the VORP tell you that VORP plus... What does the WAR tell you about winning a game in the last two innings? Because we just scored a run. Can you tell me the numbers? Because I've worked them before, and they're good.
They're winning. Yes, scoring the game-winning touchdown in the last 2 seconds. Yes, that is good. Actually, that's pretty good. Actually,
yeah.
713-780-3776
Kanye
is the number. 713. Jordan Poyer is living his best life. Okay. That's
JP.
That's Jordan Poyer's wife. Yeah. 713-780-3776
Hey, hun, I think you're beautiful. I was curious about some of your Instagram posts.
No, she is. She might be making more money than he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as an influencer, she's influencing a lot of people.
I wish my wife could influence something, so I didn't have to work anymore. Wish one of my kids would.
You want your wife dressing like that to influence?
If she influences, Jordan Poyer might be right when you told me about all the money.
What would Mahdi say about that?
Nah, it's a problem. Mahdi had a real problem with the Super Bowl halftime show. Ooh. I went in the same room. I didn't know she watched
it. There was some twerking going on.
She said, did you see them twerk on that man? What?
What?
What are you talking about? And that was 50 Cent, or as they're calling now, 60 Cent.
Or 75 cents.
Apparently when he was
upside down
in the club, there was some dancing going on that she found a little troubling.
Mahdi was it was unacceptable behavior. Okay. Mm. All right.
She didn't love that.
Boy, you're right, though, about they don't care about kids no more watching the Super Bowl.
No.
No.
It used to be, we want it to be a little family more wholesome. Oriented. There's kids. There's kids. This is our biggest event. And now it's like, if somebody sees a choo-choo, they see a choo-choo. Like, what? You knew it could happen.
Janet Jackson was.
It was a. How long? What did we talk about for a week on the radio?
And now it's. Last now it's year? Like,
how can we get any nipples this year? Man, she wore too much. That bikini was too. There was too much bikini. Shakira, it would have been better if Shakira had no clothes on. Super Bowl. I have got my children watching. That's your fault.
Well, tell your kid.
Me and Solis are talking about it now. It's like, it's so mainstream now. Like, well, your 15-year-old doesn't have their own YouPorn account. What? I don't want my kids. It doesn't need to be that mainstream. Like, I listened to Two Live Crew back in the day. They said some things that were a little bit ugly. That's why it was called underground rap, because it was underground. There's certain things that should probably
now,
be underground.
Now we're playing it on the show. 844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, I know what Chris Wong wants to do with that girl, but I'm not going to talk about it.
John Clay Wolf was tweeting with you yesterday.
Yeah, well, he included you two.
Well, oh yeah.
He said, how does the Mattress Mac thing work? He didn't think
it
worked.
Well, he was talking about, but then he said, well, what about, all of your costs too? And John Clay Wolf has costs. I mean, you know how many employees he's got? Is your buddy working for John Clay Wolf?
I don't know. They're trying to get it. My buddy's like really dying to work for John. He really wants to work for John
Clay Wolf. And who doesn't? I mean, here's the deal.
This guy's been in the energy sector selling. He sells, like, energy. He wants to do it because he thinks it would be fun.
Well, and here's the thing. And by the way, it's an easy sell. You know why? You know why it's an easy sell? It's because he gives you the most for your car. Huh. So here's the sales pitch. Do you want the most money for your car? Yes. Okay. Then we'll give it to you. Okay. There it is. At GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want the most money for your vehicle? Yeah. Okay. Then we'll give it to you. That's how hard it is. So... And oh, by the way, no, I don't want the most money for my car. What? Why would you not want the most money for your car? And oh, by the way, John Clay Wolf is getting that job done. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. And John Clay Wolf is going to give you the most. And if he can't match CarMax, he is going to give you $100. And by the way, he doesn't give out $100. Okay, so just so you know, he's giving you more than anybody else. And it's all real simple. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato
and Lance Zierlein.
We've got a lot more people on Twitch today. I think it must be because our stream has been down, but is our stream up? Yeah, that's
probably why. But listen, I talked about the chopped beef sandwich the other day at Damaris. I think I tweeted, I'm going by there today to go check out that chopped beef sandwich that John talked about. Let me tell you this. Fries, Damaris has some of the best fries that you'll get in this city. They're the long, thin ones and crunchy.
That's what I like.
That's what I like. That's my favorite.
You don't like home fries that are cut pieces of potato about four inches wide? Like,
and cooked.
I just eat it a potato. No, a french fry is a french fry. It's not a potato.
You get wings and fries at Damaris. I know it's about as healthy as it gets.
I'm hearing about them. I'm not seeing them, but yeah, I'm hearing about them.
Well, yeah, Yanni, lazy ass. Get some food up here, okay, while we talk about you. You're terrible, terrible person. Anyway, so if you're looking for great fries in the city of Houston, I'm telling you, they get the basket. They got po' boys and baskets. They got wings and baskets. It's awesome. So you get your fry on at Damaris. Anyway, do you want to talk about this?
I'm just looking and I see John drinking out of a cup.
So I brought in, and
it's red and it says Zierlein. I'm like, what the hell? And I look and it says Lance Zierlein, ESPN 97.5. I'm like,
so I saw this because I.
Where did you see it?
Up in my cabinet this morning. So I brought coffee from home. Normally I'll stop at Starbucks, but I just saw the Rockets, and I'm like, I had lunch with Rafael Stone yesterday, which was nice. Yeah. It was real nice.
How did you set that up? Thanks for letting me know.
I was over at Nico Nico's with Demetrios, and they're great friends. So Rafael was coming, and we had lunch.
It wasn't set up.
No, it wasn't set up. And then we didn't talk any basketball. We were talking about his kids are in high school and playing basketball and all kinds of stuff. You don't have to.
Did he give you my mug and tell you, here, bring that to Lance?
No. But I said, I was with Rafael Stone yesterday, so there's a Rockets mug up there, and actually, it's perfect for my cup of coffee. You can put it in the coffee maker, and perfect. I never ever saw this part of it.
Yeah, it says Lance Zierlein. Where did you get
that? ESPN 975.
Who gave that to you and said, give this to Lance? You said, nope, I'll be taking this.
I think our bags were mixed up.
How did it end up at your house?
Our bags were mixed up. You've got mine.
So you have, I bet you anything, then you probably have his mug in your office.
Yeah. Well, you can wait till the break to go look.
I mean, he's just investigating.
No, this is like, Lance, this happened a year ago.
No. It was at the beginning of the season.
Oh, it was?
Because they sent him out to everybody. Brad, Booker, Patrick, everybody, all the hosts got one. And Brad, Booker's co-host, I had his bag on my desk, and somebody jacked the shirt out of there on like a Saturday on a weekend.
I knew it. You stole mine. I knew it. He stole mine. This is not my fault. This is okay. Now, but I do like it because I think about you every morning now. Okay? So
I'm not letting you have a clean one either now since you've sullied mine.
Yours is dirty now. I could have had a brand new one.
Yours is dirty now. You don't get a virgin cup. You get a dirty old whore cup.
Oh, how would Joel do? What would Joel do about this?
Osteen? Hit jumpers?
No.
He would probably send me a text message. I hope Joel got one.
Did he? Did Joel get one?
I think he did, yeah.
Okay.
He did, yeah.
Well, he's good with the organization. He never says anything bad about him.
Joel knows more about the Rockets than anybody.
Yeah.
Joel knows where everybody is buried.
Yeah.
Everybody. Talking to Joel off the air is a lot of fun. It's interesting, too, because you learn things. You learn things about different players.
You learn things. Yeah. Yeah.
You learn things about mascots, too.
You learn things about mascots, sure.
Yeah. The mascots had fun back in the day. I don't know about this mascot. I don't know. But yeah, apparently there was a lot of stuff going on with mascots, too. But anyway, so that's a malicious accusatory by you, okay?
No, it's not a malicious accusatory. It has my name on it. You literally took it somehow.
No, you took my bag.
And I was stuck with the John Bernardo bag.
This is on Tyler, all right?
Yep.
So anyway, Back to sports. You think Deshaun's going to get traded? You know, wait a minute. His deposition is a week from today.
We're already mid-February.
His deposition is a week from
today.
We're
mid-February, and Deshaun is still... We're no closer now than we were March. Okay, so June 21st, we're no closer to resolution now than we were on June 21st. By then, hadn't all the lawsuits come out by then?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, nothing.
Not one single stitch of public movement, at least. Maybe behind the scenes there is some. I still don't understand why, and I've been told this by the Dolphin side, compensation was agreed upon.
Right.
The Texans and Miami Dolphins. Compensation was agreed upon. I think there were some...
compensation to 18 of the accusers was agreed upon.
Supposedly, 18 deals were done with the accusers with only 4 remaining, and Stephen Ross said, I want them all done, or I'm not doing this deal. And I think that's one of the things that led to a lot of the issues that started to unwind with Brian Flores, because Brian Flores wanted Deshaun Watson. Yeah. He is not in with Tua. But you can't MF your quarterback and become arch enemies with your quarterback. You can't decide that you're not going to take phone calls anymore from your owner once he doesn't give you Deshaun Watson with trade for him with 4. Can you imagine if they traded for him, get 18 deals done, they trade a bunch of first-round picks, and then criminal charges were to hit?
Yeah.
And Deshaun is suspended for a full year while they go for criminal trial. Can you imagine what the owner would say?
Oh, no. Nothing can get done until the criminal investigation is over. Like Trevor Bauer, now stuff can get done. Now the league can say, we're suspending you. Now the league can say, you can come back.
Do you think they will? I don't think they will.
Oh, I think the league will
suspend him. He missed the whole year.
Well, that's okay. He got paid for it. Now he's going to get suspended without pay.
For what?
For a conduct detrimental to the league.
What was it?
He was in the middle of a... He said...
You still have to have... If you're going to make
against
the Players Association...
Ben Roethlisberger wasn't convicted.
No. MLBPA is different than NFL. It's the strongest there is.
I'll bet you Trevor Bauer is suspended before this season starts.
I don't think so. I think he missed all last year. Whether he got paid or not, there is nothing criminal. I'm just trying to be... I'm just playing the role of... Look... I'm not condoning anything, and I think more than likely some stuff. But I don't know that you have a leg to stand on to suspend him.
You watch.
And other than you feel like he should be suspended.
You feel like it, and he's going to be suspended.
Feel like it.
Rob Manfred definitely needs to take a stand and clean this garbage up. The garbage that is the. And oh, by the way, there are no talks and just they just baseball sucks. Rob Manfred, you suck. By the way, you just suck. Worst commissioner ever. I think the key to this whole thing right now, and it's going to come out to be the key, is the accusers, the criminal accusers that are not on the civil, that are not accusing civilly. That is going to be, I think, what turns what is going to be a huge major loophole in this whole thing is that it's going to be awfully difficult you can make the case, well, they're charging criminally because they want their money civilly. Not the two that are, now they could eventually sue civilly and get money out of this deal, but they haven't yet. So you can't say that they will. That is a problem. I think that is a major problem for the other side. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. And oh, by the way, Deshaun's, I believe it's February 22nd, right? Deshaun's deposition?
Yeah, it's
February 22nd. That's coming up next week, a week from today. Holy crap. If I'm Deshaun, I want Rusty to get out.
I had somebody ask me the other day.
Get out of this thing before that.
Is Deshaun's deposition going to be on TV? Like, that's not how it works.
No.
they don't broad. Do you know I was, we got to get to a break. But I drove somebody to a deposition one time when I was at Tulane. A lawyer had me do that. And I just sat there. We drove to Mississippi while I drove, and she did work in the back seat. And She did the deposition. We drove right back. And I got paid to drive, and I'm like, cool. That was the first Uber.
Super.
Was literally the first Uber.
All right. Why don't you right now talk about Texas Custom Patios?
I was the first one to bring you the news of Texas Custom Patios to the airwaves, because I had them build a patio for me, and I was so blown away with the whole process. And I'm talking about Steven and his design team. I'm talking about the way that it was structured so I could pay for it with cash as opposed to having a finance. But financing is great too, and I would have had a finance if I would have put the kitchen in I wanted at the very, very beginning, and now we're going to retrofit it. It's a company who builds with the very finest materials. I ended up getting gutter stuff done, as well as having a company come out and do windows and the siding, you know, Allstate. But, you know, it's a project to where you can beautify your entire backyard. Your entire backyard can become an oasis. There's so many things. I actually had them also include drains in the yard itself, because I had some areas where water was collecting, and they were able to do that. Steven can do so much to make your backyard an oasis. And of course, the patio itself, the outdoor living space, the outdoor kitchen, television, sound systems, a bar area. Depending on how much space you have, you can put an entire, you know, a real entire kitchen with your own island out there, and bar stool seating. They've got it all with Texas Custom Patios. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and see some of the before and afters, and chances are you're going to find a property that looks like yours, and you'll see what you could have in your backyard. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.